Your next item is Mike and Kelly Mioli, Mulberry Knoll, revised parcel F.
This is a request to subdivide a 6.71 acre parcel into three lots. Access to those lots would be from existing private streets within Mulberry Knoll subdivision. The lots would contain 32,675 square feet, 2.52 acres, and 3.07 acres. Del Dots issued a letter of no objection. I also have approved site evaluations from DENREC for the lots. You could approve the request as submitted, or could require a public hearing, and the attorney did provide us documentation that 51% of the owners agreed to it. At one time, Mulberry Knoll was a larger subdivision. There were numerous lots. Maybe 10 years ago at the most, they went through a public hearing to reduce the lots and created seven or eight larger parcels that comprised all the smaller lots up. If you did approve this as submitted, it's still going to be way less number of lots than what Mulberry Knoll was originally approved for.
Plus, it appears as though these lots are still larger than perhaps many of the other existing approved lots.
And the street's still in the same place?
Yes.
They're really not creating new street layout or anything. It's just same street, different number of lots, still less than the original.
Now, Turner, it's a creative carving of this parcel, but one of my questions has to do with a 25-foot wide perpetual cross access. Is that acceptable, or does it have to be 50-foot?
Usually we require 50. In this case, it's also for septic, I believe, too.
Right.
That's not for a building lot. It's for a septic area. DENREC accepts that.
DENREC accepts?
Accept access even across property to get to a septic area.
But how do they have access to lot 2 and 3? Well, 2, I see, would... I mean, lot F3 has access, obviously, to Love Drive, and so does lot 1, but I don't see how lot 2 has access to... Well, I guess they would have access through Lake Avenue. No, that's wetlands back there, isn't it? Might be someone here with interest, Mr. Chairman. I think we could pose a question to this creative design work.
Oh, let's see. The author of this work is with us today. Well, I believe he is.
Good afternoon, Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group. The actual road frontage for lot F2 is off of Lake Avenue and Creek Drive, but as you notice, that there are wetlands, that portions of those drives are part of the wetlands, so the actual access would be through lot F1 to access the upland portion of lot F2.
Where's it? Is there septic on lot F2?
No, the septic, there is an there's a outlot on lot F1 for the septic for lot F2. And then portion of the 25-foot wide access easement will be for the running of the force main to get to that septic area.
Is it septic area or actually sewer?
It's septic.
Septic?
Yes. It's this area right here.
But how's that F2 going to get accessed?
Through this access easement, yeah.
Through that 25-foot?
That's correct.
He's saying he has legal frontage on the street to serve the parcel, but because of that partial frontage is on wetland, they've had to create an access driveway for that purpose to from the other street. But they've created an easement.
But we have a 25-foot access, not a 50-foot.
Well, it looks like they have legal access of 50 feet, but as a practical matter, I guess.
They have legal frontage, but as a practical matter, they have to get an easement to get to the uplands. Doesn't happen very often, but it does happen on occasion.
So am I hearing you all say that's okay, what was presented?
Looked at the tax map and didn't see all the other information. You'd see them having frontage on the other street.
Over here, yeah, without the wetlands.
Their access is by, for purpose of a driveway to get to the upland, they have to go in from this other, whatever the other street is.
So they will not be accessing from lake at all?
That's correct, not at all.
They have to cross wetlands to do
that. That's correct.
Really wetlands today.
Yeah.
Probably all of it is.
Yeah.
Probably upland is too.
Say about that today. thanks, Stephon, for Mr. Abbott. I'd still be out there swimming around trying to get back.
Mr. Burton's worried about getting home.
So, not hearing that that the plat that was submitted to us is acceptable, then, Mr. Chairman, concerning Mike and Kelly Mioli. Revised parcel F in Mulberry Knoll, my motion is for approval as submitted.
Second.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve revised parcel F in Mulberry Knoll for Mike and Kelly Mioli. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.